Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, September 3rd edition. We've got a 14-game slate on tap for you on a Friday. I'm going to try to get you in and out of here as quick as possible. But first, a little housekeeping here. Check me out on Twitter at BDIntric. Help you out there wherever I can. Or join us in the free Fantasy Degen Slack chat to get all the help from myself and others for all sports, all fun stuff, including Prize Picks. Great way to play DFS meets prop bets. You pick 2 to 5 bets overall, over-unders. Mix and match different sports. It does not matter. And when you create your account for the first time, use promo code Bubba, B-U-B-B-A, to get a first-time deposit bonus up to $100. Deposits match up to $100. So go check that out at prizepicks.com. Download the app. Come join us there. Promo code Bubba, B-U-B-B-A. Also, go check out rotoballer.com. I do my written content over there at rotoballer.com Monday through Friday. Also going to do some NFL DFS action. Speaking of NFL, big draft weekend on tap for us here this final weekend before the NFL season starts up. And go get the NFL premium package. It covers season-long and DFS, all the good stuff you're needing there. Use promo code Bubba, B-U-B-B-A, to get 10% off the already reduced price of the premium pass. The premium pass is 50% off already. Use my promo code to get a total of 60% off. Bubba, B-U-B-B-A. Lastly, if you can give a rate and review on iTunes, I would truly appreciate it. All right, 14-game slate. Let's get cracking on this one. Tons of pitching on this slate, but not the aces you would expect. You got Wainwright at 10K at Milwaukee. I'll pass. I respect Milwaukee enough, and I'll save some cash on some other options. Nate Eovaldi at 9,800 bucks. I will run with for sure. Much better at home than on the road this year. 3 ERA at home compared to 4.87 on the road. Last two home starts, 7 innings, 1 run in each start, 7 and 10 Ks in the two, 27 or more DK points. Takes on a Cleveland Indians team, striking out 21% of the time versus righties, hitting 250 with a 102 WRC+. So Eovaldi's definitely tournament viable on this one. Not sure I want to go there in cash. Alek Manoah, 9,100 bucks, the Jays ace after Robbie Ray, is a really intriguing option. The A's bats are heating up in a big, big way, so keep that in mind. But you got Manoah and his massive strikeout upside. His home ERA this year is 1.84 compared to 4.28 on the road. Last home start, the White Sox, 6 innings, 1 earned, 5 strikeouts in that one. Boston shut them down as well. He's been really, really good. The ceiling's been kind of iffy with Manoah, but he could go take on Oakland here, checking out 21.5% of the time versus righties. Tournament only for Manoah as well. Now we get to save some money. Shohei Ohtani, 8,700 bucks at home against the Texas Rangers. The wrist miraculously healed after the Yankees leave town. So you get some Shohei in your life who's been absolutely outstanding this year. And now he takes on a Texas Rangers offense. You know you can take advantage of a team that strikes out 21.5% of the time versus righties, hitting 254 with a 94 WRC+. So go get some Ohtani in your life. Mad Bum, 8,600 bucks, coming off a couple back-to-back really rough starts. But prior to that, with nothing short of outstanding, maybe Seattle's just what he needs to get going. And pitching at home, 3.9 ERA at home compared to 4.79 on the road. Those help. But again, facing Seattle, a team striking out 21.5% of the time versus lefties, 252 average, 122 ISO, 96 WRC+. Could be a nice little spot there for Bumgarner to get back on track. Vlad Gutierrez, tournament only, but I'm going to pass. He's too much of a pitch-to-contact guy for me to run away with that one. I'd rather go to Kyle Gibson. 81, I will say Jose Urquidy, I love. I just don't think he's stretched out. He's coming off the IL. They're going to baby him to be ready for the postseason. So I'm not ready to go there. But Kyle Gibson at 81, I absolutely love. He's been outstanding since coming over to the Philadelphia Phillies his last two starts. He's thrown 4 of his last 6 for 6 innings or more. 3 earned runs or less in 4 of his last 6. He has only 3 Ks or more in those starts, but his ground ball rate's outstanding. He's been super efficient. He's got over 21 DK points in his last two starts. Now you go on the road against Miami, a team you can definitely take advantage of in this matchup. Miami's striking out 26.5% of the time versus right-handed pitcher over the last month, hitting 235 with a 120 ISO and an 82 WRC+. Gibson's my favorite pitcher on the slate. If you're paying up, I have a cheaper guy I like as well, but Gibson's my favorite guy at 8,100. A few other options for you here. You can go down to Cal Quantrill at 7,200. He's in play going up against Boston. A great start against him his last time out. Looks really, really strong. Seven innings, one run, six Ks. He's got five or more Ks in four of his last five. He's got six or more in four of his last five. And he has 20 or more points in three of his last five starts, 16 or more in four of five. Boston's sneaky good, but at the same time, Quantrill showed what you can do about against him. Tournaments only for Quantrill, because facing him back-to-back games never feels good as well. Nestor Cortez, $6,900 against the Baltimore Orioles. Nestor likes to strike guys out. And what does Baltimore do versus lefties? They strike out 25% of the time, hitting .231 with a 167 ISO and an 83 WRC+. Cortez pitching at home is a really, really good look as well. Going up against this O's team, you got Nestor 1.75 ERA at home compared to 3.50 on the road. Had a little rough one against Oakland his last time out, but prior to that, back-to-back 25-plus point outings against Minnesota and the Chicago White Sox, 7 Ks in both outings. That's what Nestor can do. So I think Nestor's a great option against Baltimore. And then Glenn Otto, 5K, made his debut against Houston his last time out. 5 innings, 2 hits, no runs, no walks, 7 Ks. Is he going to do that same outing for 24 points? Probably not. At the same time, it's Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, a team striking out 27% of the time versus righties in the last month, hitting .224 with a 116 ISO and a 77 WRC+. So Glenn Otto at 5K is outstanding on this slate. So you got a lot of interesting options here. I'm going to narrow it down to Eovaldi and Manoa, really good tournament plays. Otani, I love, assuming he's good to go, which he should be. Phenomenal play. Otani is a great play. Bumgarner's a good tournament play. Gibson's one of my favorite plays. And then you got Cortez and Otto. Like, in reality, Otani, Gibson, Cortez and Otto is all I really need on this slate. You can mix and match the other guys for sure. It's a 14-game slate. Lots of ways to go. But if you can go Otani and Gibson in cash, mix in some Cortez and Otto, I think you're going to be very, very happy with how things play out on this 14-game slate. All right, let's talk about bats on this monster slate here. Catcher's position. You got Salvi versus Keuchel. Keuchel's been absolutely horrible. It's a good spot for Salvi at 5,900. But Carson Kelly, 600 cheaper, $5,300 going up against the lefty Tyler Anderson of the Seattle Mariners. Kelly crushes left-handed pitching. So he's an interesting payoff spot because, for one, people are going to want to pay that much for him. For two, people aren't going to want to play Arizona either. So I think Kelly at 53 is a very, very intriguing option against Tyler Anderson. Some cheaper options, though, for you if you need them. Elias Diaz and Coors at 45, always in play. Will Smith might be one of the best options for his price. He should be priced around Kelly, but he's only $4,300. Great career history versus Disco. Swinging an extremely hot bat. Really solid play at $4,300 if you want to go to Will Smith. Buster Posey, only $3,600. He's had good success for his price as well. Other than that, you have a few good punt options for you also. Let's scroll down to these guys. Danny Jansen at 27 versus Sean Manaea is a good look for you. In that matchup, Martin Maldonado at 26 versus Jake Arrieta is a very strong one as well. And then your other punt play would be Riley Adams at $2,300 versus Rich Hill for the Washington Nationals. All right, first base position. Vladito's heating up. It's a great spot. Manaea just has not been the same. Looks like he's almost done. The hot run was great. Things are slipping up. So you got Vladito. You got Goldie versus Peralta, who's had great success against him as well, and swinging a very, very hot stick. But Freddie Freeman and Coors is outstanding. Jose Abreu versus Bubich is really, really strong at 5,400. You got CJ Cron as well. Yuli Gurriel at 53. All these plays should correlate in your stacks because these are all good. Like, if you want a cash game play, save some cash, get someone else. These are all great cash game plays up in this range. Now, if you go down below 5K, it gets a little more interesting. If you are fading Bumgarner, Ty France at 43 is not too shabby. Ryan Mountcastle's crushing lefties. So if you're not using Cortez, Mountcastle could be nice and contrarian at 4,000. But Jared Walsh at 39, if you're not using Otto, Walsh is a great price tag at $3,900. I like that one a ton. Luke Voit versus lefty at 37 is outstanding. That is just too cheap for what Luke Voit can do. So keep him on your radar as well. Nathaniel Lowe at 33 versus Otani is interesting. But Christian Walker at only 32. If you are building an Arizona stack, really good look there at 3,200. And then Bobby Bradley, if you're not using Eovaldi, Bradley's a good contrarian power GPP type play at $3,000 versus Nate Eovaldi. You got Andrew Vaughn at 29 versus the lefty Bubich as well. So you have a couple options, to say the least, if you're going down here. Yu Chang's 25, but usually only plays versus lefties. So You got some value. You got some big dogs up top. Deep, deep first base position on this one. Second base, you got another Astro, Altuve at 63. But you can save a little cash here. Brandon Lau at 54 versus a very, very hittable right-handed pitcher is always attractive. So I like that one. You got Simeon at 53 in your Toronto stacks. But Whit Merrifield at only 49, really good look for you there. Jonathan India leading off for Tyler Alexander at 45. Like that one quite a bit also. Few other ones to take a peek at when you drop down. Brendan Rodgers and Coors at 43. He was hitting second on Thursday night, so he would be a good look for you. Tommy Edman's good if you're stacking against Peralta. Peralta's not going deep. Then you got this bullpen game. It's wishy-washy. I'd rather save a little bit more. Jorge Polanco at only 4K versus Michael Wacha. That's a very, very good play in his matchup. Then other than that, like you could go David Fletcher versus Otto if you're fading Otto. Sure. Garrett Hampson is 3K versus Yanoa. He had the day off on Thursday, but they've been rotating like Hampson, Tapia, and Hilliard around. So if you want to look at Hampson at 3K, that could be a value for you. Or if you just want to say screw it, and I'm not using Shohei Ohtani, Nick Solak's $2,400. He's hitting everything right now. So he'd be a very, very nice punt on this slate. Third base position for you. You know, Devers is great. J-Ram's great. But I'll just save because Devers is 62. J-Ram's 58. If I'm going to pay up, I'll pay 54 for Austin Riley and Coors Field. Like, sign me up for that. Or I'll pay 51 for Alex Bregman, who's about a week to 10 days now off the IL. He's hit safely in five of his last six games. Power hasn't returned yet, but Jake Arrieta could fix that potentially. So Bregman at 51 is not too shabby either. If you are fading Bumgarner, Kyle Seager versus a lefty at 47, you got McMahon at 46 and Coors versus Yanoa. That's not too shabby, but a really good spot here. I like Detroit kind of as a contrarian angle, at least like his three-man stack. Candelario at 45 versus Gutierrez is very, very live in this matchup. Cheaper plays at third base going down below 4K. Josh Donaldson's 38. That's very, very good against Michael Wacha. Other than that, third base is not deep. First base was really deep. Third base, not so much. Shortstop position. You got Trevor Story at 56. Love it. Swanson, 54, and Coors. Love it. So those are two good pay-up spots. Or you go to Bichette at 53 versus Manaea. Great look for you there. You got Carlos Correa at 5K, who's starting to swing it a little better of late. He brings he's hit safely in a five-game hitting streak, but eight of his last nine games. So he's a guy to keep an eye on as well. He's 5K versus Jake Arrieta. You got Adalberto Mondesi back. He had Thursday off after the combo meal on Wednesday against Dallas Keuchel at 45. Mentioned Brendan Rodgers at 43 already as an option for you. You got Jake Cronenworth at 42 against Urquidy in that Houston bullpen. Going down below 4K now, Josh Harrison at 38 is intriguing. Nico Goodrum at 35. But a value I love, even in cash games, Nick Ahmed at $3,500. Hits lefties extremely well. He's hit Anderson extremely well in his career. And he likely leads off. He usually leads off first left-handed pitching. So Ahmed at 35 is a very nice value for you. Also, Kyle Farmer of Cincinnati, depending on where he's playing for Cincinnati, he's only 32 versus the lefty Alexander in Great American Small Park. Solid value there. Nicky Lopez at 33. So a couple of good looks for you there in that lower 3K range. And if you need a punt, if Andrew Velasquez is in the Yankees lineup, he's 2,400. And Edmund Sosa, as much as I like Peralta won't be long for that game. So Edmundo Sosa is 2,200 for the Cardinals as well. Outfield position, so many options up here. Jordan at 6K, love him. Judge at 58 in Fuego. Harper at 57. Soto at 56. Ketel Marte at 56. All great plays. All phenomenal plays. Jordan's my choice out of the group. All great plays. Not a problem with any of them. Castellanos versus lefty Alexander at 51 is outstanding. You got Eloy at 51 in a great spot. Stanton's only 5K versus Means. Outstanding. That's why we want those cheap pitchers, folks. Look at all these monster bats in great spots. So many totals over 9 tonight. Coors Field's 12. So many spots for offense tonight. Going below 5K, though, Springer leading off versus Manaea is quite intriguing at 49. I love Rosarena at 47 versus Dobnak. Tampa Bay in play for us on this one. Lou Bob at 47 versus Bubich leading off. You got Meadows versus Dobnik at 46. Grossman at 44 versus Gutierrez is an outstanding play. Duvall and Coors at 44 hit a 470-something foot bomb on Thursday, so he's in play at 44. You got Connor Joe at 44, both good looks. Kyle Tucker's only 41 versus Arrieta. That's a discount, so enjoy that one while you can. Michael Brantley's only 4K versus Arrieta. That's extremely cheap, so that's very, very solid as well. Cheaper plays, though. Jorge Soler, I said he was too cheap at 4K on Thursday. He went deep in his first at-bat. He's 3,900 on Friday, so still too cheap. Other plays down here below the 4K range, though, you got Kepler if you're stacking Minnesota, sure. Otherwise, probably not. Lourdes Gurriel at 37. Love Akil Badu at 36. He's getting healthy, starting to heat up. Went deep on Thursday. McCutchen is swinging it well. Looks like we get Jesus Luzardo for Miami. So Kutch at 36 is another angle for you in that matchup. Going down to the mid-threes and below, Santander at 35 if you're fading Cortez. Buxton's only 34 versus Waka. That's really, really nice. Low threes into the twos. There's a ton of you, by the way. Ton of you down here. So lots of scroll through here slowly. Miss, but Garrett Hampson at 3K, if he cracks the lineup, is in play for you. Tyler Naquin at 29. Most will see lefty-lefty and avoid him. I don't think Alexander's long for that game. So enjoy the value and the lower ownership. Derek Hill at 29, potentially leading off for Detroit. Very nice. Austin Hayes at 29. Andrew Vaughn at 29. Edward Olivares, if he cracks the KC lineups at 29, that's an intriguing value as well. Going down even farther now, like Joe Adell is 27. Not running to play that, but it's interesting, to say the least. Jake Myers of Houston's only 26 versus Arrieta. That's outstanding. Really, really strong value for you on that one. There's a few other guys here and there. I'm not naming all the Marlins, but you could go there. Yadiel Hernandez at 24. Not the end of the world. Sam Hillier did start and hit eighth on Thursday. He's $2,400 versus Yanoa. Kevin Kiermaier at 24 is a great value. Great value in his matchup. Lane Thomas likely leading off for Washington. He hit his first home run on Thursday. He's $2,300. Austin Slater went deep. He's probably leading off on Friday. He'll be $2,300 as well. DJ Peters is $2,300 versus Ohtani. So, yeah, lots and lots and lots of value. Brandon Marsh, $2,100 versus Otto. So tons of spots down here at the outfield position. Recapping your pitching real quick on this 14-game slate. Eovaldi at 98 is just fine. Manoah at 91. Don't mind either one of them. And I'm going to start with Ohtani at 87, Bumgarner at 86, and Gibson at 81. That'd be my main starting points with Gibson and Ohtani as my two favorites. And then looking at value, Nestor Cortez and Otto. Glenn Otto, outstanding looks there. Like Ohtani, Otto, Gibson, Otto, just fine. Or almost Cortez and Otto, almost. I could almost do that as well. So tons of ways to go there. When you're stacking it up, Yankees versus Means, start out with your usual suspects, Stanton and Judge. Love those two. Voigt as well. Big spots there. I'm intrigued to go back to Toronto as much as they burned everybody. Detroit versus Cincinnati. Cincinnati's strong with Castellanos and Farmer and Stevenson and some Vados of the world and Naquins and stuff. But I like some Detroit side as well with Badu and Grossman and Candelario just as a three-pack there. You can go deeper if you want, but I like that three-pack quite a bit. Other stacks on this slate, Tampa Bay versus Minnesota, Rosarena, Brandon Lau, discounted Kiermaier, and some other options are in play for you. White Sox, Kansas City could be a game stack with Witt and Salvi, maybe some Michael A. Taylor, Edward Olivares discounts, Mondesi and such. And then on the flip side, the White Sox, Lubob, Abreu, Eloy, Vaughn, Grandal, so many options versus Bubich. Coors Field is Coors Field. You got that going for you. Arizona versus Seattle is interesting with Ahmed, Marte, Walker, Kelly could be some interesting options. And then give me all the Houston Astros. Love, love, love Jordan Alvarez. Correa's a solid look. You got Tucker's at a discount. Brantley's at a discount. Then you can get some Myers and Maldonado for real cheap plays as well. So lots of ways to go there also. So there you go. Monster 14-game slate in and out as quick as I could for you on that one. Make sure you check me out on Twitter at BDEntric. Join us in the Fantasy Degen Slack chat if you have any questions. Also, go check out rotoballer.com. NFL Draft Weekend in full effect, the last big weekend to draft before the season starts next Thursday. Go become a premium NFL member. You get season-long and DFS all wrapped into one. Right now, it's 50% off. And you use promo code Bubba, B-U-B-B-A, get an extra 10% off. Go check out prizepicks.com, create an account, get a first-time deposit match up to $100 using promo code Bubba, B-U-B-B-A. That'll do it, folks. Enjoy your week and tons of college football, tons of baseball, tons of all other fun stuff and things. But I'll be back with you guys on Monday. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits here Friday, September 3rd edition. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.